Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the truckers out there, the men and women out there, coast to coast, border to border. Thank you. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, the same way, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Morning.
All right, I'm going to play before we, and we got a caller on the line. Before I get to the caller, I'm going to play the 60 seconds of Joe Biden yesterday at his little press conference at the NATO summit and what he said and sounded like. You tell me what you think. Here we go.
What do you say to Vladimir Putin?
To answer the first question, I'm laughing too. They actually, well, look, I mean, he has made clear that the answer is, I believe he is in the past essentially acknowledged that he was. There are certain things that he would do or did do. But look, when I was asked that question on air, I answered it honestly. But it's not much of a... I don't think it matters a whole lot in terms of this next meeting we're about to have. The second question was...
That is embarrassing to watch. That is embarrassing to watch, embarrassing to hear. What say you?
It's embarrassing for us, but when it comes to these other leaders, they're just as reckless as it is. So,
all right, you're breaking up on me. Can you move around or do something there?
Yeah, what I'm trying to say here is these world leaders are just as
okay. Well, let's take the phone call. Let's take the question because you're chopping up on me here, and see if we can get this corrected here real quick. Okay, good morning, caller. Is this Mr. Mike?
This is Mike. Good morning, Denise. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Benjamin Netanyahu, before he left office, wasn't a very happy camper, to say the least. And he said things such as his successor, Naftali Bennett, is basically soft and Israel is in danger with his successor being at the helm. And then he revealed some things that he claims that the Biden administration had asked him not to reveal, So my question to you, Denise, is the successor soft, and is Israel in danger, or is just is this the words of somebody who basically is a sore loser and was mad that he's being you know, taken out of office, so he just had some parting shots on the way out, or does what he have to say, is it very legitimate, and should the people of Israel be concerned about how the country's going to be run under Naftali Bennett? Thank you so much.
All right, thanks there, Mike. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
I would say that it comes down to the relationship that Israel ends up with other allies. And the Biden administration is going to team up with J Street, and I would say, you know, attention should be paid to Netanyahu, but he still wields some power there, some influence. So not all, I would say, is completely lost.
Well, all I heard for the last few days is that Bennett is more to the right, more conservative than Netanyahu was.
I wouldn't say that, no.
All right, because that's what I heard from people that were reporting about him, that he was a more conservative figure. And I said, well, whatever, we'll see.
No, well.
Okay, well, all right, another country conquered. How about the fact that the liberals are still out there right now, mainly the squad, going, hey, Justice Breyer, you got to retire. It's time to quit. But in the meantime, McConnell says, guess what? We're not going to allow any more Biden appointee get in here. We're just not going to do it.
I don't think that we're really going to have to worry about I don't think he's going to be pressured into retiring.
Alright, I'm going to put you on hold here because we're going to have to do something about the phone. I don't know if it's Skype or whatever you're on there, but the phone is coming through real wishy-washy. So anyway, I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We'll try to correct our little problem here and get this all remedied out for you. Don't go anywhere. It's a Tuesday morning. The weather is not bad where I'm at. I hope it's pretty good where you're at, too. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I will take it away there, Mr. Kyle, and thank you very much for that a great little introduction and that liner that you did. And good morning, Jeff. I see you're making a lot of noise in there in the chat room, so try to keep it short. But anyway, we've got a message coming up here from our sponsor in the segment, and here we go.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
All righty, and back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
All right, now, Hunter Biden, and I don't know who's crazy enough to do this. Apparently, somebody thinks he's got some paintings that are worth as much as $500,000, and they're willing to give him that money for the paintings that he's been doing. That's number one. Number two, we also found out yesterday that Hunter Biden still has not paid a dime in taxes on the money that he made in the Ukraine.
Well, we have to judge fully on this one because remember, monies went to some kind of companies. So we would have to challenge that declaration or that assertion pretty carefully, because They're gonna play with things, and they get involved. So we don't know how that money was paid, and if it was into a corporation, was it into something was offshore. So we have to slowly on that.
Okay. And again, Hunter, the fact that somebody's offering him $500,000 for paintings, and he's not even an accomplished artist, that to me tells me it's just a little bribery on the side there to get to Daddy O.
I have no idea. You might be doing it just to have the name. I have no idea.
Yeah, we've been through this before, unfortunately. By the way, a federal judge stopped short of ordering the DOJ to release the second part of the Mueller report memo. Wouldn't that have been something?
Well, I'm curious on this one. I saw that. I did not read it, so I'm not really qualified to comment on that one. But I find it, I don't support the lawsuit to have the memo released. But I would say whatever the argument was, it wasn't good enough for the judge. So there's interesting lawsuits that are still out there against those in the Trump administration and against Trump. So they're still in process.
All right, let me drift on over to the telephone lines. Good morning, Ian. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to say that Hunter's getting together with that Italian dude, and they're going to sell pictures and sculptures and nothing for $18,000 a pop. They're going like hotcakes.
Wow.
And also, you know, Biden, all he's got to do to make everybody like him is get Kamala to bake some cookies, and they can hand out some Kamala cookies. Won't you be my friend and have a cookie? Thanks, bye.
All right, yeah, there you go. Okay, leave it to Ian to come up with that, but that's,
Yeah, that's some great cookies, too. Mm-hmm. Who even thinks of that?
Well, Ian did. All right, now let's see. Let me go back to NATO. They've toughened their stance on China, and they're saying that Beijing presents a systemic challenge. Really?
You know, they're like speaking the obvious, and they feel like they need to say something. And that's as good as they can come up with. The big question is that how serious are these countries going to take, the threat and the consequence, consequence on China. I would argue they're not going to do anything. They're just talking tough. So I don't hold a lot of hope in any of these European leaders at all. None. Zero.
Now, the CENTCOM commander, General McKenzie, has vowed to keep pressure on the Taliban and other terrorists in Afghanistan, even though our American forces aren't going to be there with their boots on the ground. Now, this plus a reduced presence in Iraq and an overall U.S. shift to countering China and Russia is going to really make life interesting over there. Unfortunately, it looks like it's all going to be done now by air power. Is that a good assumption?
Yes.
Okay. And with that being said, my next question is, are they going to be on the carriers, you think, or are they going to be somewhere on the land?
We'll probably have some drone bases that we'll keep there, and we'll do everything by remote control.
Okay, because, again, the drones, the Reaper drones, have been operating overtime right now in Afghanistan, from what I've understood is going on right now. Now, Texas and their border patrol sectors have been saddled with nearly 70% of the 172,011 migrants apprehended at the U.S. southern border. They're coming across in Texas, right?
Correct.
So, Governor Abbott is perfectly right within what he's talking about doing when it comes to taking control of the situation to stop this menagerie, finish the border wall, do what he has to do. I just hope he can do it.
Well, he has a responsibility to the citizens of his state. If for nothing else, we have seen the emergency powers that other governors wielded in their respective states over COVID. So this is a pretty much kind of the same condition, but the condition that was created by the Biden administration. So he's where he necessarily goes with construction of gaps in the border wall in his state is still remains to be seen. But he is putting people in jail. If they destroy any part of any kind of infrastructure, meaning any kind of wall, any kind of fence, any kind of residential homes or businesses or that kind of thing. So he's going to wield as much power now as he possibly can. You know that the Biden Department of Justice is going to come out hard on Governor Abbott in Texas, and I say bring it on. I think this thing needs to come to a head, and it needs to come to a head real fast. It's going to end up in court, which I'm fine with. And we will see how truly the effects are of what is happening in Texas. And if it's happening in Texas, you know it's happening in other states, border states. So I say to Governor Abbott, you know,
yeah, and we'll see what happens, because this has been going on for about 4 or 5 months right now, and it's he's trying to get it remedied as fast as he can. I realize that. By the way, an ex-Biden advisor has said that Americans could have sacrificed more to stop COVID. Really?
Yeah, well, it might be one of those that, given these progressive critical race theory speeches, so I don't pay a bunch of attention to that.
No, and apparently whoever this is, the key word was ex-Biden advisor. All right, well, here comes the music in my ear. I'm going to let you go, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel, so stay out of trouble.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Catch your articles over there on that website, FoundersCode.com. And we'll be back with our first military and veterans news segment. So don't go anywhere. I'm coming back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The West is in the grips of a heat wave with record-setting temperatures and an elevated wildfire risk. The National Weather Service says temps in several western states could hit over 100 degrees over the next several days. Parts of the Southwest could see highs in the 120s, with multiple record highs expected to be broken. With much of the West already seeing drought conditions, red flag warnings have been issued in parts of five states, meaning critical fire conditions are occurring. A combination of strong winds and low humidity is expected, which could significantly increase the chances of a wildfire igniting. And Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell said Monday that Senate Republicans would block a Biden Supreme Court nominee in 2024 if the GOP were to win back control of the chamber. Speaking with radio host Hugh Hewitt, McConnell said that if a vacancy opens up in 3 years, he would take the same approach as he did in 2016 and not bring a nominee forward for a vote. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed it is. And this portion of the program brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with their two locations to serve you and train you to become an aviation maintenance tech, make a lot of money, have a tremendous career, and all the benefits that come with it. And they're going to tell you more about themselves right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. The first one is in Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston. The second one is in Clearwater, Florida, down here where I'm at. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of Tampa Bay and Clearwater. So, what we like to suggest to everybody is that you take the tour of one of the facilities closest to you, whichever one it is. All you got to do is call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of their facility, either in Concord, Mass., or in Clearwater, Florida. Now, you can find out more about them as well on the web by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that'll get you the white gloves treatment. So 800-659-2080, ask to take the tour at one of their two campuses. Now, the CENTCOM commander, General McKenzie, has vowed to keep the pressure on the adversaries in Afghanistan even after leaving there. But even with an end of the American commitment of troops on the ground in Afghanistan, a reduced presence in Iraq, and an overall U.S. shift to countering China and Russia, CENTCOM still will oversee a restive region that will continue to warrant attention 24/7. No kidding. By the way, a perfect storm is brewing. Airmen and F-22s are struggling at Eglin Air Force Base nearly 3 years after Hurricane Michael. The 325th Fighter Wing may be nearing a breaking point as it approaches its third year in limbo after Hurricane Michael. We'll see what happens this year. And graduates at Parris Island are being asked to leave their guns at home for boot camp graduation. You heard me right. Boot camp graduation in the Marine Corps is a joyous occasion. Newly minted Marines finally getting their chance to bid farewell to the sand pits and quarter decks and strut around the parade deck showing off some dazzling close order drill maneuvers. And they've been told to leave their guns at home because they were showing up on base, bringing the guns with them that they possessed, either by permit, pistols, or whatever. Now, prosecutors in the murder trial of a Marine raider charged with three others in the death of an Army Green Beret told the jury that the Marine betrayed his comrade, helped kill him during a planned hazing incident, and then tried to cover up the incident by lying to investigators. It's not a good situation. Not a good situation. By the way, former President Donald Trump's signature border wall project is going to lose most of its funding, as well as the fast-track status that enabled it to bypass environmental regulations under the Biden administration plan, which is going to take effect very soon. They're going to take that money back and use it elsewhere. That's why Texas is building the wall and has $1 billion set by the wayside to do it themselves. Now, China says that the U.S. and Australia were flexing their muscles in recent Navy drills in the South China Sea, underscoring Beijing's sensitivity over the strategic waterway it claims as its own. That's going to be a problem regardless of who's over there. And Turkey, threatening to end Afghan airport security, is expected to seek concessions now. They hold the keys to the U.S.-Afghan pullout, which is a potential problem for Biden because they're talking about pulling their security folks out of the airport at Bagram and Kandahar, where we're flying our equipment out. There'd be no security other than Afghans there to guard that. That's not smart at all. Now, time is running out to evacuate the Afghans who helped the U.S. advocates. We don't have much time, says Congressman Jason Crow, Democrat of Colorado, a vocal proponent of evacuating the Afghans. We're about 50% complete with the withdrawal, and we've hardly even bothered to touch any of the Afghans that worked with us. It's going to be a real shame. I hope they can get it done. By the way, 18 NATO and partner nations conducted multilateral combat training during BALTOPS 50. The U.S., NATO allies and partner nations participating in the 50th Baltic Operations BALTOPS 50 exercise, which is currently underway through June the 18th, in and around the Baltic Sea. Now, the U.S. Army's only long-range artillery brigade in Europe fired its rockets this week in the Arctic region, marking the first time for a unit that's been tested there in a new series of drills stretching from the high north all the way to Africa. And the U.S. Embassy in Kabul is now halting all visa operations in response to a spike in coronavirus cases, adding to growing concerns amongst Afghans who work for the U.S. government that they won't be able to immigrate to the U.S. before the foreign forces fully withdraw, once again leaving them exposed. And the U.S. may have to keep China guessing over Taiwan. Now, it's hard to change its deliberate ambiguity over whether or not it will come to Taiwan's defense, according to a former NATO commander. But if we don't stand up for Taiwan, then we've absolutely lost all credibility anywhere in the world, because that's one of the longest defense agreements that the United States has had with any country anywhere in the world. Taiwan. By the way, NATO allies are poised to formally oppose the alliance deploying ground-based nuclear missiles in Europe following U.S. President Joe Biden's meeting with fellow heads of state set for June the 14th in NATO yesterday. Also, U.S. President Joe Biden and his NATO counterparts are all bidding a symbolic farewell to Afghanistan. It's their last summit before America winds up its longest forever war and the U.S. pulls out for good. Well, we might be out for good. We might not be out for good. We'll see. All right, I'm going to go to the telephone lines. Let me see here. All right, 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Go for it.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. The people of the event, why are not these states opened up? Where in the Constitution?
Most of them are open.
Well, which ones are not? California's not.
No, California is opening up, and they will be fully open here very shortly. They made another announcement last night.
We've been open for a year and a half. They're about a year and a half behind. Okay, so the rest of these states should have been open a long time ago. And you American people who are letting this happen, look at Arizona. Okay, they're over there. Merrick Garland is trying to hire more lawyers so they can cheat on the election. Stand up for our country. Stand up for Jesus Christ. Stand up for our cop. Let's go.
All right. Well. Computer cut Todd off, and I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. By the way, we haven't had COVID for a year and a half, so got to get the facts straight there. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark, for doing that for us, and I appreciate you allowing me to sit in and be the guest host on your program yesterday, Armed American Radio Daily Defense. We had a good time, had a lot of great reports from people that were listening to us, and thank you very much, and look forward to being on there another time. Now, this portion of the program, my conversations with the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura, Moss spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has got a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, some other amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good on a bad back. I'll tell you what, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Now, your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle, and they honor those who have served your country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Don't forget, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, MAUSAcura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, Moss, MAUS. Acura.com.
All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Listen, the big boys are meeting today. The Federal Reserve is going to begin its two-day monetary policy meeting Tuesday. What say you?
What say me? I have no idea. I just hope that they don't continue with the nonsense that there's no inflation out there and it's transitory and all this other stuff. It's got exhausting to me. As far as the lie, you know what, you want to call it what I want to call it, the lies that they continue to pump out to people out there. I mean, we all see it. We all, you look at the gas station, you see what you're paying. You look at your grocery bill, you see what you're paying. You go out to a restaurant, you see what you're paying. Stop telling me that there's no inflation out there because it's gone through the roof.
Well, the inflation on gasoline, somebody said, well, it's only 38%, or I'm sorry, it's only, what was it, it's only 5%. And then they said, well, it's 38% when it comes to gasoline. Really? How does $1.10 a gallon on top of where it was, giving you a price of almost $3 a gallon, wind up being 38%? It's more like double that.
Well, yeah, and that's, you know, something that people have to use on a regular basis. But the thing is that also translates to moving goods from point A to point B,
oh, yeah,
making costs go up there. So, across the board, everything is going up in price. And the idea out there that this is just going to somehow just up and disappear, really quickly, to me is patently absurd.
Well, that's all true. And we'll wait and see what happens here, with this, meeting that they're having, because the market shot up yesterday like somebody lit the building on fire, and I guess they're anticipating good things, the investors. Is that fair to assume?
I don't know what they're anticipating. All I know, it's all relative. I mean, the markets can go up, but you know, the reality is your money is not worth as much on any given day. I mean, that could be a bit problematic, don't you think? I mean, you wake up in the morning, it's worth less today than it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yeah, the markets have done well, and it's the business that I'm in. But again, it's relative based upon inflation.
Now, the United States is offering cash incentives for non-Chinese 5G equipment. Are we that desperate to get this thing off the ground and moving?
Well, I mean, it's already moving. It's already heading in that direction. You know, it's pretty sad that we have these types of supply chain problems here in the United States. And one thing that we would think that we would, equipment based upon, you know, communication, which is obviously very important to the country. You'd think you'd want some of that stuff sourced here in the United States, and some of it is, but it's obviously just not enough. And, the whole issue is with Huawei and with that information that they can grab from the communication equipment. The cell phones of 5G is going straight to their military so they can listen in on everything.
Now, the Keystone XL pipeline officially shut down, canceled the contract, they're all done, and they folded the tent. But there's another pipeline that's very slowly being built. It's called the Dakota Pipeline. The judge allowed that to continue while the proceedings were going back and forth, the legal proceedings. That may very well be done by the time they decide what it is they want to do with the pipeline.
Interesting. Whenever you get the various different groups and whatnot involved with these pipelines, they can file lawsuits, slow things down, and, you know, that's what basically did Keystone in, was just the inability to get it done.
Right.
It taking so long. I'm a big fan of pipelines. I'd much rather see, I mean, again, you got to look at it from the point of, you know, less trucks on the road, safer to get energy from point A to point B. So again, I'm all for the pipelines. I think that's the best route that we can have.
Well, that was your key phrase right there, safer. It is in fact safer to transport oil via a pipeline than it is via a train or a truck.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. And these people, their goal is they just don't want fossil fuels. That's the issue. That's why we have the people that are against all of these pipelines. Is they want to eliminate fossil fuels. They want nothing to do with fossil fuels.
Now, when you talk about pipelines, you got to talk about automobile manufacturing, too, because of the gasoline and whatnot. But Lordstown Motors Rough Road continues. That's the one in Lordstown, Ohio. Remember the electric truck that they had in there that was going to take the place of the other vehicles that we had? The CEO and the CFO are out of that company right now. They were both both have resigned.
Well, again, they were given some they weren't exactly upfront when it came to their last statement. When it came to the company, you know, that this was another one of those highlighted companies. I think it was a Ford plant, General Motors plant in Lordstown that shut down, and this company came in. But you know, you can't lie to, you know, when you're on your various different reports that you file with the SEC. They're out of money. I mean, they don't have any money to actually produce the truck that they said that they were going to do. And, you know, them resigning, I mean, that's the least that they should do right now. So, again, it's a bit of an embarrassment. You get, you know, presidents that love to, you know, hang on with, oh, look, I'm going to show up at this factory, and Trump was involved with this Lordstown plant along with Mike Pence. It's a bad look. It is. It's, you know, it's similar to some of the issues that Obama had with the green jobs nonsense back when he was president. Again, you know, all these companies, you got to take a little bit closer look before you invest in these things. And again, Lordstown was involved with the SPAC. That's how the thing basically came out there. And investors have most certainly taken it on the chin right now.
It looks like California is going to defy the doomsday scenario because the governor there has actually made a couple of more steps to open things up wide open, which is good for them. But it's not too little too late, I don't think. And people are saying, oh, we made it. We made it.
Well, I hope California opens up. I mean, a lot of small businesses out there, you know, I hate to see people go out of business. People lose their life's work and their dreams. So yeah, they need to open up sooner rather than later. They're, you know, I understand what it's like in these states that are delayed when it comes to opening up because I live in one. And, you know, we need to get all of these places opened up. You take a look at the numbers that are out there in regards to COVID. You know, all of these, the requirements that they're putting out there need to come down.
Yeah. And the red states are open. Some of the blue states are starting to open, not fully. But and there's a few of them that are open fully. I meant to say that. But they'll all get there eventually if they want to succeed. They got no choice. By the way.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, Apple plans a faster watch. Future temperature and glucose sensors, too. Apple.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I find fascinating what Apple's doing right now in regards to their investments. And I think it's definitely a smart move is going into the personal healthcare sector. And I think that's great to be taking a look at that, especially people with diabetes. If they can come up with a technology where you're not having to stick your finger on a regular basis and check your blood. I mean, that's awesome. Just purely awesome.
Mm-hmm. And finally, J.P. Morgan's Jamie Dimon has warned of bigger trading revenue drops after the COVID boom.
Well, you know what? I got to take a look at his numbers there. J.P. Morgan and Jamie Dimon are doing quite well right now. They're making it up somewhere else.
Yep. I will talk to you tomorrow, my friend, so have yourself a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. That's Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street up there, New York City way. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. Check him out and see what he's all about. You're going to like it. I'll be right back with Ron Edwards.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173.
800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.